You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. Good afternoon, I'm Amy Eddings. Murky tax dealings and jaw-dropping salaries made big news in the arts world today. The New York Times reported that Glenn Lowry, the director of the Museum of Modern Art, has received millions of dollars in additional compensation through a tax-exempt trust set up by several museum trustees. Joining me to discuss the implications of Lowry's sweetened and previously undisclosed compensation package is Lee Rosenbaum, who covers art and museums for the Wall Street Journal and other publications. Good afternoon, Lee.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you, Amy.
Same here. According to the Times, Lowry was paid a total of $5.3 million between 1995 and 2003. That's in addition to his nearly $1.3 million annual salary. Two trustees created this tax-exempt trust with the name of New York Fine Arts Support Trust. Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds to me like the trust was set up just to compensate Lowry. But is that true?
Well, let's go back and talk about that $5.35 million, first of all.
Sure.
I've spoken to MoMA today to try to shed some more light on this whole situation, and they are saying that money was not only funneled to Lowry to increase his compensation, but went to some other purposes as well. They say some of it went to the Capitol campaign to the tune of $760,000. Some of it went to relocation expenses for a curator. Some of it went to real estate that the museum bought. They say that the amount that went to Lowry was more like $2.24 million, which is not chicken feed either. Slightly different from what was reported. I can't independently verify it. This is what the museum is now saying.
So, in other words, MoMA is saying this New York Fine Arts Support Trust supported other things at the museum besides Glenn Lowry's compensation.
That's correct.
Does that make it any less of a problem?
The irregularities may be different in degree, but not in kind. It's still a very unorthodox arrangement that is very problematic.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The Times showed the trust's tax filings to former state and federal regulators. They said the payments to Lowry were, and you used the word, unorthodox and raised many questions. But the Charities Bureau of the New York State Attorney General's Office gave MoMA a thumbs up.
Well, the person who did that was Gerald Rosenberg, who was, until very recently, head of the Charities Bureau. I can't say why he did it this time, but I did do a story for the Wall Street Journal about the New York Public Library's sale of Kindred Spirits, an important painting by Asher Durand that was bought by Alice Walton. He got the library's report justifying the sale and basically rubber-stamped it. He accepted it at face value without any thoroughgoing independent investigation. In both of these institutions, we have very high-powered individuals to advocate on their behalf, and apparently that was enough for the Attorney General, and in my opinion, they didn't do their job independently in looking into this.
Yeah, as you wrote in the Wall Street Journal, the office behaved more like a lapdog than a watchdog.
That's right.
On the Kindred Spirits issue.
Those were my words, yes.
MoMA was also being investigated by the Senate Finance Committee when it was under the leadership of Iowa Republican Charles Grassley. What was that about? And is that connected to this in any way?
Well, Grassley has gone on a kind of crusade against what he believes are abuses in museum governance. This was initially inspired by revelations about the J. Paul Getty Trust, and he's now expanded this to curbing what he perceives are abuses regarding tax breaks for people who donate art as fractional gifts, meaning they do it in installments over a number of years. MoMA was in the forefront of the campaign against those recent changes in the tax law, and I first thought that Grassley was just retaliating by launching, you know, kind of a fishing expedition against MoMA. Now it looks like there may be some reasons to fish.
Why should we be worried about this? I mean, we've been hearing about big Wall Street Christmas bonuses. Shouldn't the head of MoMA get a big salary, too?
I have nothing against museums giving their directors generous compensation for being the executive of an important organization. I'd like people to go into the nonprofit field and not feel that they need to go into private industry, but it needs to be done by the museum, not by some side organization that secretly funnels additional cash to the director. There's all kinds of potential for conflict of interest in such a situation. It should have been done cleanly. They say they now are doing it cleanly. The question is, why didn't they do it that way from the get-go?
This trust was created by people who are art lovers. David Rockefeller and Agnes Gund set it up. Ronald Lauder made some contributions as well. They have their own financial interest in the art world. Do you see a conflict of interest here?
Yeah, I'm not saying that there have been actual abuses of this, but the potential is there for these people to have more of an inside track with the director, with exhibitions that are mounted. There are potential abuses that these questions should not even be raised.
How is this affecting MoMA's reputation?
Well, the story just broke. I think it's the subject of intense interest and concern in the field. I think that what will be important for MoMA to do at this point is to come clean with a complete accounting of what happened and why. It needs to pledge complete financial transparency going forward, and it needs to give a better explanation as to why this didn't happen in the first place.
As an art critic who's been following the changes at the Museum of Modern Art and Glenn Lowery's leadership of it, what was your personal reaction to this story?
I felt very heavy-hearted. I've had a long professional relationship with the people at MoMA and with Glenn in particular. I think I've always thought he was a conscientious and very able director. I've had some disagreements with some of the things he did, but it really kind of felt like a sock in the stomach to me just to hear about this, and we just hope that it all gets resolved satisfactorily.
Thank you so much, Lee, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Lee Rosenbaum covers art and museums for many publications, including The Wall Street Journal. This is WNYC.